It's Friday morning. That means new movies in theaters this weekend. We have John and Dawn from MovieNightTrafficLight.com in the studio. How are you guys?
Hey, we're very good. How are you guys?
Not bad. Glad it's Friday.
Well, good. You know, there's a couple of movies hitting theaters this weekend.
One of which, Grey Matters. Whereas My Time Clearly Does Not. Not the Hollywood, anyway.
Yeah. Well, Grey Matters, it stars Heather Graham and Tom Cavanaugh. Tom Cavanaugh, he's the guy that played Ed in the TV series Ed.
Oh, yeah,
so
you know
who he is, yeah. Uh-huh. Well, they're brother and sister in the movie, and they're completely close. They do everything together. They live together, they hang out together, they do everything. So they decided they're going to find each other the perfect mate, which is a good plan until they both fall in love with exactly the same girl. Well, the movie also stars Molly Shannon, and she's Heather's best friend. Yeah.
Into it. That's a cool story.
I've got a lot of comparisons to that guy, Ed, though. Just in resemblance, yeah.
I see the resemblance, too. That's
funny. Well, Molly Shannon, you know how when she usually is in a movie, she's super intense and she's obsessive? Well, she obsesses about Oprah in this movie, and here's a clip with her talking about that.
Oprah! Oprah the Great! Oprah! I love her! Do you understand that I'm obsessed with her? Like, I think she is so great that she should start her own religion. That's how much I love her. I love her so much that if she and Stedman couldn't have children and needed a little bit of help, I would surrogate a child for them. That's right. I would have Oprah's baby. That's how much I love her.
Yeah, you know that clip right there? Best part of the whole movie.
Oh, no.
It felt a little like stand-up to me. Was it? Maybe I'm taking it out of context.
Her part is.
I'm telling you guys, best part of the movie, 43 minutes, 15 seconds into it. Hot girl kissing hot girl.
Yeah.
Other than that, the movie pretty much violates my constitutional protection against cruel and unusual punishment, I think. I mean,
really?
The story is amazingly neither interesting nor believable. I'm not sure how you do that, but they accomplished it. The acting is hard to watch, and the dialogue, other than Molly Shannon, completely pedestrian. I don't know what pedestrian means, but they forced that into the movie like 8 times.
So. Yeah, they did. It was kind of strange. And without Molly Shannon, this movie would be completely unbearable. But with Molly Shannon, it's not worth seeing at all. So in our movie night traffic light, Grey Matters is a red.
Uh-oh, Dawn and John on the wrong side of bed this morning.
This morning, that's every week.
Yeah.
Well, last week we had 2 green lights, I think, or a yellow and a green.
Yeah, a yellow and a green, yeah.
Okay, so then the second movie that we're going to talk about this morning.
Yeah, now the next movie, they're actually calling groundbreaking, and I think it's because they finally reveal the ultimate abs workout. Stacking dead bodies. Every guy stacking dead bodies in this, great abs. The movie, of course, 300.
Yep, 300. You know, it's loosely based on the graphic novel, and I guess even more loosely based on actual historical events. And it stars Gerard Butler, and he's the guy that played Phantom in Phantom of the Opera.
Okay.
And he is the king of the Spartans, and he leads 300 of his guys in this intense battle against the Persians, like a gazillion of them. They're completely outnumbered. And Jenny, you'll like this part, though. The Spartans, they're raised to be fighting machines, so every Spartan in this movie is completely buff. But...
and has their shirt off.
Exactly.
I don't like the violence, and I also think that this movie looks utterly fake. It looks like a computer game, which I'm not into.
It's all computerized. That's how they did it. It's actually all shot on a green screen.
And
or
Jenny
blue
likes skinny guys.
I do like skinny guys.
That's all the working out we do, and Jenny likes skinny guys.
There's a message in there for you guys out there.
It looks violent, though. Is it?
It is. In fact, because, you know, the Spartans are raised as fighters, it's completely intense and violent. There's tons of blood, tons of gore. And also for you guys, there's a lot of naked women for some reason, too.
Well, that's good. Balances it out, I guess.
Yeah, I guess so. But
so this is something you want to take the kids to? Just sort of,
No.
You can take my kids to it. I need a break.
But here's a clip of Gerard when he's talking to his guys before they start the battle.
No retreat. No surrender. That is Spartan law. And by Spartan law, we will stand and fight and die.
With great abs.
That's a good way to go, I guess.
I guess you're right.
I'll take a spear if I can have abs like that.
Well, you know, that intensity, that's how it is throughout the whole movie. It's very intense.
Yeah, I mean, powerful characters. There's some really good lines in there. A couple of great moments. There's one scene where the audience actually erupted in applause, which was kind of cool.
That is cool.
But, the only thing, though, is the whole thing, the narration that goes on, the dialogue, some of the story, feels like to me it's all written by an eighth grader who's a Dungeons and Dragons master or something, you know. Not my kind of thing exactly. But visually, it's just absolutely spectacular. I mean, as far as horrific imagery goes, some very impressive filmmaking.
Yeah, and this visual part of it is extremely cool watching this movie. And even though it is R-rated and very, very R-rated, don't take any of the kids, definitely, we're going to rate 300 a green.
Oh,
wow.
Yeah,
all
it's
right.
An experience. Yep.
A little balance here today.
That's very cool.
Yeah.
Well, maybe we'll see you guys in the theaters this weekend. John and Dawn from MovieNightTrafficLight.com, which is their website, and you can read more about their reviews there.